us a praying. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're in the second chapter of Corinthians. We're going to kind of be jumping around it within the chapter. But God wants us to know about his wisdom, because it is in his wisdom that God can bless us and sustain us and keep us. God can answer our problems through his wisdom. So now, I'm going to read first, and then we'll come back and break it down a little bit. 1 Corinthians 2 and 6, it says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Amen. Come on and give God some praise for the reading of his word. Amen. Says, sixth verse, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect." That word perfect talks about we speak the wisdom of God to those who know about Christ. Amen. Okay? And that word perfect talks about us being initiated into the things of God. So we speak those things. It says, "Yet not the wisdom of this world or this age." We don't speak that. We don't allow that to come forth. Now, we do. Now, let me just slow down a little bit. When we were born, we were exposed to the wisdom of this age. Right. We were born into that wisdom. Now that we know Christ, we no longer use that old wisdom, but we use the wisdom that God has revealed unto us. It's not of this time and not of the rulers. We see a lot of what the rulers of this age are doing. Okay, we're not to copy that. We're not to be allowed ourselves to be influenced by that, but we are to be influenced by the wisdom that God has. Because it says, "Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes or the ruler of this age time, that comes to naught." In other words, their wisdom is going to fade away. It's going to pass. The only thing that's going to be established for here is those things that are connected to God and to God's establishment. What God has established is his wisdom. Okay? Now, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. In other words, we use our voice to talk about the things of God, the secrets of God. Now, we're supposed to talk about them to each other. Okay? We were talking about that in the Bible study this morning. We're supposed to talk about these things to each other. For those of you that weren't here, was talking about the fact that we have to use common sense when we're talking about the wisdom of God when we want to influence somebody. It's about us making an impression on someone's life, not to impress them with who we are.
Man.
See, that's what the wisdom of this world does. It impresses you on who I am and how good I am and what I can do for you. That's what the rulers of this, that's what the wisdom of this age and the rulers do. We're not to do that, because that's not going to last. Only the things of God are going to last. Now, like I was saying, the one lady, she's a pastor, and she was talking to this other lady in the office. It was supposed to be about business. They were talking things of business, and as I was passing through, and then all of a sudden, I heard the woman say, "Yeah," and I heard the Holy Ghost say, and the woman said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. I ain't trying to hear that. We were talking about the things of business. All of a sudden, you're just going to throw the things of God in the midst of it." That's not why. Okay? In other words, to win someone's soul, you have to meet them at the point where they are so that you can get their attention. When Jesus met the woman at the well, he didn't talk about the things of God. He talked about her and her circumstance. And that made an impression upon her so much so that she went back and told her whole family about, "I met this man who told me all about myself." Now you can introduce the things of God unto them.
Man.
Why? Because it's not going to sound foolish.
Man.
See, we have to use the wisdom of God properly. We but we speak it in a mystery. Now the mystery is that Christ is in us, the hope of glory. You study this Bible, and we don't have time to go into all the aspects of the mystery, what God has hidden. This, what we're talking about here, this mystery is not new. Or just put it this way. It was already on. When God gave the word to Moses, this mystery was already hid in him. He hid it for a time when he knew that the children of Israel were going to turn their backs on him. Okay? And he said, I'm going to have me a people because the Israelites, they don't want to hear me anymore. They don't want to hear me talk. So I'm going to have me a people. And they will hear this word, and they're going to get saved. And we're the proof of it. Raise your hand if you're saved this morning.
Amen.
You're saved, raise your hand. We're the proof of that mystery, that God is in us, the hope of our glory. He said, but we speak the wisdom, seventh verse, wisdom of God in the mystery, even that hidden wisdom, which God preordained before the ages unto our glory. God was giving us honor by preparing this just for us.
Amen.
This word in the epistle is just for us. Now, the Old Testament and the gospel, yeah, we can use them, but they were primarily for the Jews. Okay? God prepared the epistle and for us. And he activated it by the new covenant. When we read that before we take the communion every Sunday, that's not just talking about that little cup. That's talking about God has activated a new covenant with us personally. So we don't stand behind in any fashion to the Jews. Right. Okay? We are now God's people. Amen. We are now part of his body and have access to all of the blessings, all of the promises that are in this book. Problem is, we don't know how to go in this book and find them out for ourselves. You're not going to find them out listening to everybody on the TV screen.
Amen.
You got to get in this book personally.
Yeah.
Because it was to you. Your salvation is a personal salvation. Christ in you, the hope of glory, is personal. He came in and invested himself in you personally. Amen. At a time when probably nobody else was around. You might have been in church, might have been at home. My father got saved at his kitchen table. Nobody was around. So God can save you anywhere. He can place that wisdom within you anywhere. Now, jump to the 13th verse, down to the 13th. Now, God spoke these things before the world. He preordained. We're talking about for whom he knew, he preordained that we should carry the image. We carry the image within us, the nature of character, which things we talk about, but not in man's words or man's wisdom that man teaches. It's not in human words. It says, but it's in a spiritual word. Jump over to the first verse. And this is Paul talking. He said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. In other words, I didn't make myself out to be some big shot. I came with the simplicity of the gospel. Because the simplicity of the gospel is what's going to get folks saved. You telling a sinner about speaking in tongues, or you telling him about hearing from God, he gonna think you crazy. Because they don't understand those things. What do we tell them? We tell them Jesus loves. There's a better way. There's hope for you. So that you can get their attention. You make them pray. Okay, he's talking about something I need. How can I find out about it? When Jesus talked to those people and they respond, they followed him all over the country. Why? Because he had the words of life. He had the words of wisdom. We have the words of wisdom within ourselves. But the only way they can be activated, they have to be activated by and through the word of God. It's not according, in other words, God doesn't operate according to my intellect. He doesn't operate according to what I have learned through the past, because it's come to know. Most of that knowledge you can't use it. And you definitely can't use it to get folks saved.
Right.
Can't use that. It's come to nothing. It means nothing to God. Okay, he said, when I came to you, I didn't come to you with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. He said, fourth verse, and my speech and my preaching was not with an enticing word of man's wisdom. It's a lot of enticing words going on over the radio waves and the television. Okay, a word of greed. Folks are preaching the word of greed, and folks are grasping onto it. They're preaching anger, and people are grasping onto it. That's why when we, and I speak for the ministry here, we examine ourselves as we prepare these messages so that anger is not in them, so that greed is not in them, so that arrogance is not in them. Because if it is, it will infect the people. That's why you see other people say, well, my church is better than your church. How can Jesus be better than Jesus? It's only one.
Yes.
Now, there were 12 different tribes, and they all had different characteristics in the Old Testament. But it was one Israel. And when they came together, they came together as one. We may be Liberty Temple Worship Center, but it's still only one Jesus. Amen. And it doesn't matter what the others have on their marquee, it's still only one Jesus.
Amen.
It's only one anointing. Everybody tell me they got their own anointing. No, you got the same presence that I got.
Amen.
It's just like my human body here. It's only one blood that goes through this body. Right. One. And it connects all of the organs and all of the cells, and it flows as one. That's the way the body of God works.
Man.
We are in different places, but it's only one God, it's one anointing, and it's one presence. Man. Come on and give God some praise. We're back to that fourth verse again. Paul said, my speech, my words, and the things that I'm proclaiming are separated from enticing words of man's wisdom. But they are in demonstration of the Spirit of God, which is talking about his divine wisdom and his power. In other words, to reproduce an effect in somebody's life that don't know about Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Everybody in here is a minister of God's word.
Amen.
You may not have the title of pastor or elder or evangelist or any of those titles. God has called you as a minister to minister that word.
Man.
Because why? Because you're going to go places I can't reach.
Right.
Simply put, you're going to go places that I can't reach. And you have to carry this gospel of peace, this gospel of love, this gospel of faith unto the byway, the highways, and the byway.
Man.
And by your lifestyle, you can compel them to come in. Now, they may not come to this church, but they will begin to give their heart and life to Christ. They will begin to ask you questions. Now, let's suppose they ask a question about some of the deep things of God. Yeah, then you answer. But if they don't ask, you don't tell. Jesus didn't. When Jesus was given the parable, he didn't tell the world a secret. He told his disciples. Why? Because his disciples were there, and they wanted to hear the word. They wanted to hear and understand. So our words is not to be enticed with an enticing word, a persuasive word, because let me tell you what flesh has. Flesh has itching ears.
Yeah.
It itches to hear something that it wants to hear.
Right.
When we talk about the wisdom of God, you've got to make a determination. What is the wisdom of God in your life? Because I use myself as an example. I have a wisdom that's already flowing in me. It's the wisdom of this age. It was the wisdom that I learned, the things that I learned according to the old nature. Now I've got a new wisdom in it, talking about Christ. I've got to learn which one is different, which one is talking. Because God is going to use my voice to talk to me when he speaks to me in my own mind. He's not going to use the voice of Charlton Heston on the Ten Commandments and say, son or daughter, I'm speaking to you. You don't talk like that. That's why you've got to recognize the voice. The only way you can recognize the voice is by the word of God. Because when God speaks, he's going to speak according to this wisdom that he has placed. This is his wisdom from cover to cover. But now, you know, what he's speaking to the church today is in the epistle.
Right.
That's where we are.
Amen.
That's where we are. We're not in the gospels. Jesus is not walking on the seashores of Galilee anymore. We're not in the Old Testament with Moses and the children of Israel.
Right.
Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He has completed his mission. When he said it was finished, it was finished. All the work was done. Now he has sent back the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, and we are to, the Bible says, let the church hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Amen.
The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost is speaking to the church, and he's speaking it through his word.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Now, don't worry about, you know, the gift of speaking in tongues, because everybody associates speaking in tongues with the Holy Ghost. When you were born again, God put the Holy Ghost in you.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
So you already got it. Amen. Whether God expounds on that gift and allows you to speak in tongues is something totally different.
Right. Yeah.
So you've already got the Holy Ghost
right.
in your life.
Amen.
Okay, when you get saved. So don't worry about speaking in tongues. You let up, because folks, they use that to try to whip up on you about the fact you don't speak in tongues.
Right.
That don't stop nobody from going to heaven. Because let me tell you something, that thief on the cross that knew who he was dying next to, he recognized who Jesus was. He didn't speak a lick of nothing.
Come on.
And he entered into paradise. He said, remember me, Son of God, when you enter into your kingdom. He said, this day you're going to be in there. He didn't speak nothing.
Right.
So it's not dependent on your salvation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not depending on your salvation. Right. Don't worry about the gift. You just keep doing what God called you to do.
Right.
Keep loving. Keep showing peace.
Amen.
Keep showing joy.
Amen.
Keep showing the mercy of God. That's contained in the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Come on and give God
yes.
some praise.
Yes.
That fourth verse again, he said that my speech and my preaching was not enticing with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Paul was always talking about God. He was always talking about God's power and what God could do for an individual. It's not about the individual.
Right.
That's that another enticing word when they get up and start talking about I. You better be careful.
Right.
When they get in there and start thinking, proclaiming stuff that you can't find in this book,
Amen.
You better be careful.
Because
that's an enticing word.
Amen.
I know I'm getting in trouble, but I like to call them infomercials.
Because
that's what they are. You get on there and you don't get the answer that you need when they get through. God has the answer
Amen.
Whenever you need it.
Amen.
The answer is quick and coming. The problem is we got to be in a position to
Amen.
Listen to him.
Amen.
Because he still speaks in a still, small voice. Once again,
Amen.
He don't do all y'all yelling and screaming.
Right.
So you have to get to know God in a quiet time.
Amen.
That's another thing. A lot of folks think that if you don't buck and you don't shout, you don't know God. You are moving. You're moving and stuff. What do y'all tell kids when they get to moving too much? You tell them, sit down. It's not about moving and jerking and stuff. Now, God will move on an individual and express himself in that way, but that's not the whole of it.
Amen.
So don't get caught up in that. A lot of folks get caught up. Every time you see them. Get up straight. But in the power of God, go to the 13th verse. Which things we speak also, not in the wisdom which man teaches, but which the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is going to compare spiritual things with spiritual men. The Bible says over there in the 12th chapter of Corinthians, he said, brethren, I would that you would not be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. That word gifts is translated thing. Brethren, I would not that you would be ignorant concerning spiritual things. Everything that we do, every expression of the Spirit is contained in the book.
Man.
But if you never go over past Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're not going to find it out. It tells you about speaking in tongues and operating in the Spirit over in the other epistles. Why? Because God is operating in a new way.
Man.
He is operating not as an individual like he was when he walked on the Sea of Galilee. He is operating in a body,
Man.
Which he is the head of, and we are all cells or members
Man.
Of that body, and he expresses himself through each and every
right.
member
right.
of the body. So you are somebody in Christ.
Amen.
It don't matter what your feelings tell you, because your feelings and your circumstance, that's another thing about man's will. It goes according to his feelings and circumstance.
Right.
I don't feel like I'm called. That don't have nothing to do with it.
Amen.
I don't feel blessed today. That don't have nothing to do with it. I don't feel the presence of God. That don't have nothing to do with it. It's just like the air. The air is here all the time. Sometimes it's blowing, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, but it's always here. That's the same way the Spirit of God is, whether you can feel Him or not, or whether you're depressed or not, or whether you sad or not. The Spirit of God is always here. It's always with you. Jesus said, I will send you a comfort. He will be with you and in you, so that you don't have to worry about these things. Come on and give the Lord some form of praise. Now God is teaching us by the Holy Spirit, comparing spiritual things with spiritual men, so that we don't be ignorant. None of the princes knew that. Herod and Pilate and all of them, they didn't know that. It was hidden God. Because if they had known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory.
Right.
What that means, know it. Jesus introduced himself to them, but they didn't want to get to know him.
Come on, right. That's right. Yes.
See, you got to get to know him.
Amen.
I can know about Brother Therese using an example, but to know what he likes, don't like, what his favorite color is, I've got to get to know him.
Right.
That means I got to spend time with him.
Right.
You got to spend time with God. And it's just not in this, not here. This don't count. This is the assembly where we all come together and encourage one another.
Amen.
When you are outside of these, you still have to get to know God.
Yes.
Through his word.
Amen.
So if they hadn't known it, they wouldn't have killed the Lord of glory. Let's continue on. Come back up to the ninth verse. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered in upon the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. We are talking about, God loves me. And it's true. He proved. A sinner can say that.
Right.
Because God died for him. The question is, how much do you love him? How much do you love God? You love God enough to get in this book? I hope Hogan's talking about eating his vegetables and his vitamins and stuff.
Man,
I asked the question all the time ago, I'm going to still see if it's true. If our physical body depended upon how much word we absorb, what size would we be? Before I got sick, I was bigger. Might have been bigger than Brother Sean because of what I ate. But if I had to turn that around to the word of God, would they have to pull up an ambulance out there with an IV unit to feed me because of lack of eating his word? Jesus said he's the bread of life. He has been made wisdom for us. So we have to consume the word of God in order to have the wisdom of God. Pastor Gardner always says it like this. What's in a man is going to come out. Depending on what you put in.
Right.
If you put the word of God in and you get into situations and circumstances when you get squeezed, the word of God is going to come out. If you don't put the word of God in there and you get situations and circumstances, some other stuff going to come out. We don't have to mention them four-letter words. Because if that's what you practiced before you got saved, sometimes there's a tendency for them words to come back.
Right.
Because you practiced them. That's why, you hear some things and the word will slip out. That's what they did before they got saved.
Right.
Amen.
Okay, we don't condemn them for it. We pray for them. Okay, because you don't know what, they may not know what your weakness is, but God does.
Yes, he does.
God knows what your weakness is. God knows what your shortcoming is. Yes. And you so quick to jump on your brother or your sister, God will go, hey, wait a minute, what about you, son?
That's right.
What about you? You slipping up. They ain't slipping up over here. You are.
Right.
That we keep ourselves in check.
Man.
So how much we have to say, how much that we love God. God prepared things for us that love him, that regard him. 14th verse. It says, but the natural man, I'm jumping up and down here. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The one who is not saved, he cannot receive the things. The things, what are the things? The gifts and operations of the Holy Ghost, which gives us those things, because they are foolishness to him. Going back to what I was saying, you get around sinners, do you talk about hearing from God and looking at, man, there's something wrong with them, man. They going to church all the time, man, something wrong with them. Because they can't receive that. They have to receive Christ first in order to begin to understand it. That's why it's useless. That's just like a kid. Kid may know about the sun, but why would I start talking to him about black holes and things like that? He can't comprehend it.
Amen.
Or a child that's barely getting along with simple arithmetic, I go to talking calculus to him. He don't understand it.
Right.
Jesus came down to us on the point where we needed him to come and made himself known unto us.
Amen.
So that's what we're supposed to do to others.
Amen.
Once again, the natural man cannot receive the things of God, for they are foolishness, they silliness to him. He can't perceive them, he can't get to know them, because they are in accordance with the Spirit, and they have to be examined by a person with the Spirit.
Amen.
So without it, they don't have no clue.
Amen.
Jump to the 10th verse. But God has revealed them to us by the Spirit. That word he is the. By the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. I give you an example. When there was a prayer meeting, it was years ago. When we got up, a brother asked a question that was over in Genesis, and it was talking about God separated the firmament. Separated the waters from the waters with a firmament. And we couldn't understand it. And so it was years later, I was out studying, and I came upon that, and I asked the Lord the question. I said, Lord, what does that mean? What does that mean you separated the waters from the waters? And I was out on Belle Isle. He said, look out. He said, what do you see? I said, I see water. He said, now look up. He said, what do you see? I said, I see a cloud. He said, no, that's water.
Right.
Amen.
What's between?
Air. Amen.
God put an air barrier between the water that's up and the water that's down. In other words, God will begin to teach you by the Holy Spirit when you begin to spend time with him.
Amen.
And it don't matter what your name is, because God said he is no respecter of person.
Amen.
We're all the children of God.
Amen.
We're all a part of his body, and we all have access. It's depending on what do you want to know.
Right.
Do you want to know the things of God? Do you want to spend time with him? Now, I know sometimes we get busy. I understand that. You know, hustle and bustle, family and all of that kind. But you got to spend some time with him.
Amen.
You and him and this book. I know we spend a lot of time, we pray. You know, we spend time like that. You know, or singing. But you got to spend time eating.
Amen.
That's how you grow. That's how you establish. That's how you get into a position where God can get you out of situations and circumstances. 10th verse again. But God has revealed them unto us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches out, the Spirit knows all things, the deep things of God. 11th verse. For what a man knoweth, the things of a man, except by the Spirit of that which is in him. In other words, men know manly things. In other words, like, I know about eating. Okay, it was instinctual. It was put in me. I know when I get hungry, I want to eat. When I get sleepy, I go to bed. I know that intuitive. Okay? But I can't know the things of God. I know those things of a man because of the mind that's in me.
Right.
The things of God you have to know because of his mind or his spirit being in you. You can't translate them. Man, natural man cannot receive the things of God. Once again,
amen.
Come on and give God some more praise.
Amen.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man except by the Holy Ghost. Now, 12th verse. We're going to get out of here. 12th verse. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. That word there is talking about we have not received the nature of the world. God didn't give us the nature of the world, of the fallen world. That's not that going. I'm going to slow down just a bit. When we're looking at in verse 6 and we were talking about world, that was talking about age and time. The world down here in this 12th verse is a different definition for it. That's why you have to study this word.
Man.
Because all the words don't mean the same thing. When it talks about study, it talks about dissect.
Right.
How many of y'all was in a biology class and they made y'all cut open that nasty looking frog? Or that worm, or whatever you cut open. You dissected it. You opened it up to see the organs that were inside of it. That's what it means by the word of God. Remember one thing. This word, even though it is in English, it was translated from another language. So the words have different meanings. Here it talks about, when it's talking about 12 verse, now we have received not the spirit of the world. We didn't receive the result of the fall of man, that nature that's going through the world now.
Right.
An old nature. The sin nature.
Right.
God didn't give us that.
Right.
But we have the spirit which is of God. We have a new nature. When Christ came into our life, he brought a new nature. We are new creatures. We are no longer slaves to the old way. Habits and things were broken. Now I've got a choice.
Right.
If I used to cuss, now I can chew. Okay? If I used to drink and get drunk, I got a choice. I'm no longer slave to it. You know when you had habits and you were slave to them. We're no longer slaves to those things. Why? Because of the power of God.
Amen.
That was the part of the wisdom.
Amen.
He freed us from that. Yeah. So now that we can make the choice. That's why he said, whom your members, watch your members. That's talking about your mind too.
Amen.
Because your mind controls these.
Amen.
And this, where you walk, what you think.
Right.
Okay, as a man thinketh, so is he. That's what the word said.
Amen.
So if I'm thinking about those old things, guess what? I'm going to tend to go over to those old
Amen.
Things.
Right.
That's why you said, well, how can a Christian do that? Because that nature's still there. God never took it out.
Right.
Amen.
You got to overcome it. Jesus didn't take it out. Jesus overcame it. And he passed that ability on to us. He passed that wisdom on to us. Now we've got to walk in it. We've got to Amen. Overcome. What does the word say? They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God's testimony.
Amen.
How God overcame is in this book. We're to Amen. Follow it out. That part also is part of the wisdom of God. Now, once again, so we have not received that old nature, but we received a new nature that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. What he's talking about there are the gifts. Everybody's got a gift.
Man.
Everybody. It may not be a ministerial gift like this, but it's a gift, a talent. Why? Because God loves you. He gave that as a free gift unto you. And how we honor him is we use those gifts and give it back to him to give him glory in.
Amen.
I'm almost getting ready to close. Now, 15. He that is spiritual judges all things or is able to investigate all things. We are able to investigate the word of God because God is there to help us. Okay? Yet, the natural man don't understand. He don't understand why I go to church. He don't understand why I'm in there lifting my hand. But when you talk about this, and you know, they want to call about, they want to go all into the colors and all that stuff. You serving a white God and all that kind of foolishness. Okay, when God just took on human form.
Right.
He was in eternity with God the Father. He chose to come the way he came by promise to Abraham, who was, they were Chaldeans.
Right.
Okay, that's what it called. Abram of the Chaldees. Okay, that's the scripture.
Right. Amen.
Okay, but in him, when he created the man, all of the elements were in the man.
Right.
Amen.
Man.
So he's God of the white, black, red, yellow, brown. He's the creator.
Man.
We don't get caught up on that. A lot of folks get caught up on that stumbling block because an artist has an interpretation of a white Jesus.
Right.
That's what it looks like to him. We've got African American artists and they draw a black one because that's what it looks like to them.
Right.
Okay? But he's still the invisible God. And he's created all things, so it don't make no difference what an artist's interpretation is.
Amen.
I go by the reality of what his word is. And it's not by what he looks like. It's by what he does.
Yeah.
Amen.
How he loved me in spite of myself.
Yeah.
And it don't make no difference about this. Look at this church. Pastor, it don't make no difference. I'm your brother whether you like my looks or not.
Amen.
That's the legacy of this church.
Right.
And we had every kind of nationality you can name of come through this church. Why? Because of the Holy Ghost, because of the love of God, because of the mercy of God, because of the peace of God that was on display here. Not the color. No, it don't count. They all in God's rainbow. He made all of them. For who hath known the mind of the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
What natural man hath known the mind of the Lord to prove to God what he says is right or wrong?
Right.
Who's known the mind of God that tough that he can instruct God? So that's why we use the wisdom of God. Because the natural man's mind, he can't comprehend God. He can't comprehend God's way. But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
That mind was given to us. We have access to it. And all we have to do is give God some praise for it.
Amen.
It's ours.
Amen.
So that we can operate that wisdom. I'm giving it to close with this. I've told this story before in the Bible study. This has to do with the wisdom of God. How God can help you when you get in trouble. I used to paint for Macy's, and y'all know it was Macy's, Hudson's, Marshall Field, had a bunch of names. And I went into a store on Lakeside Mall. And it had a material that looks like the way that wall is, like pressed wood. But in Macy's, it was a fabric. And some of the places were torn in unobvious places. And they sent me in there to do maintenance and painting and all of that. So I was painting an elevator, okay? The elevator doors and the panels and all that kind of stuff. And what I did was I put the tape on that fabric. And then when I went to remove it, I tore the fabric. Now that fabric was old. They used to have, back in the downtown store, used to have rooms with spindles or just the back. They didn't have that no more.
Right.
Because when we showed up, the guy was wanting to know how to fix it. And our boss was saying, we don't have no way to fix that. You know, and that was in areas, like I said, where everybody didn't see it. Now, I done tore it in an area where everybody can see it. Now they're going to give a call to my boss if something don't happen, I'm going to get cussed out because that's what my foreman liked to do. He liked to, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to cuss folk out. That made him happy. So I tore it. I said, okay, Lord, I'm in trouble. I need your help. What can I do with this? all of a sudden I begin to hear the wisdom of God speak. He said, take some cloth and go over to that, you know how when you tear stuff and you tear it down to the drywall, that paper, that brown paper is there. God said, take some cloth and put it on that paper, shine it on that paper, smear it on there good. Make sure it can go overlap onto the fabric. He said, nah. Look at that piece of tape you just tore. I looked at it. He said, take your razor knife and gently scrape that paper off of the knife. And I did that. He said, now take that torn paper and measure it back up and fit it back into the tear. Put it back on the tear. He said, now take some more caulk and smooth it over. And when I got done, you couldn't tell that it was torn.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's the wisdom of God.
Amen.
When you get into a situation that you can't handle,
come on.
God is able to meet your need with his wisdom. Why? Because he knows everything.
Yes, he does.
He knows everything. I'm going to say it again. He knows everything.
Amen.
And he can get you out of trouble.
Amen.
But the thing is, you got to listen for his voice. You got to get yourself attuned to hearing him. Okay? You can't worry about what people think about you hearing voice. Okay? God communicates with his saints. Okay? He communicates with his word, but when you don't care, I didn't have no Bible there. I couldn't carry no Bible out there on the floor with me when I got my paint equipment. Okay, I can't carry it out there. So I got to carry the word in here and in here.
Amen.
And God is able, because he is the creator, to expound upon these things that man has and is able to give me an immediate answer for the problems that I have. Come on and give God some praise. Everybody stand. We're done.
No. Thank you.